So we're on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and hopefully today we'll make some progress. And we're up to Itmar. So let's see if we could all find a place on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. And it's towards the top, about five, let's see, one, two, three, four, five lines down from the top. And we're still talking about two shkogos. And they were done by Helimachas. Itmar. Ochal shnei zesei chelev. Behelim echad. So at this point, he's going to be only chayev one chatas, because it's min echad. And you can't say that he's potter, because it's not a chatzi zayis. So each achila was a full shear of kezayis, but since it's min echad and it's behelim echad, therefore, as far as chatos are concerned, all he needs is one chatas to cover both achilos. Except, and by the way, that's going to be the shita of Reish Lakish, but here's where Rabbi Yochanan gets complicated. What happened was, no delo ala rishon, v'chazar v'no delo ala sheni. It wasn't as if he found out simultaneously about both achilos. That would be unquestionable. Then he brings one chatos. But instead, bozecher zeh, he found out about the two achilos. First he found out about the first achilo, and then the second. What happens is, the pasuk says, ono de'elov, and then he has to bring a korban chatos when he finds out that he violated an isur bishogeg. And what happens is that the very moment he finds out, oyvei, I ate a kezayis chelev, he doesn't know yet about the second kezayis, that at that moment in time, the chiv chatos is set in stone, vis-a-vis the first achila, the first kezayis of chelev. Now, he has already a chiv chatos, he finds out about another shkog of a different kezayis of chelev. Oh, my friend, you ate not only one kezayis of chelev, you ate two kezayisim. Did you forget about the second kezayis? Is Rabbi Yochanan bar Chayev? I'm sorry, Chayev Shtayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since the idea of the first kezayis chelev sets in stone a chiv chatos, when he has the idea about the second achilas kezayis, he cannot cover both chiyuvim with one single chatas. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the din of helim echad has another condition to it, an entirely different condition. It's got to be not only one helim, but it's got to be one yediya. Because each yediya, if it's separate, on each zayis of chelev, is going to operate on its own, independently, to generate a chiv chatas. Once the chiv chatas emerges, we're not going to be able to say, well, now l'mafreya, he has a second chiv chatas, which can cover the first chiv chatas. Reish Lakish omer einu chayv la'achas. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, the fact that he found out about the first one, he wasn't mafresh or karmon, he certainly didn't bring a chatas yet for the first one, he just knows about it, that doesn't set up a mechalek that separates it from the second achilo when he finds out about the second kezayis. And the Gemara is now going to interpret that the machlokas here revolves around psukim. Hadadarshan psukim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chayv shtayim, why? Now we go back to the parasha of chatos, which is at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra Dalet. I'm going to read the entire pasuk. The Gemara only quotes part of the pasuk. It's actually two different psukim. The first one says, "Vehikriv al chatoso asher chata par ben bakar," and then it says, "Vehevi es hapar." So there are two phrases that we want to focus on, which you see in the Gemara. One is al chatoso, and one is Vehevi. And Rabbi Yochanan understands that what this means is he has to bring a Chatos on each Chet unto itself. And Rabbi Yochanan understands that that applies even in the case of Min Echad and Helim Echad. So why did the Torah have to go out of its way to say Asher Chatoso Asher Chata, emphasizing with these extra words that it is a single Chet and a single Chatos? Vehevi Es Hapar. He's got to bring that Chatos because Al Chatoso, on his single Chet. So obviously this is a case where the Torah is telling me that each chet requires and generates its own chatos. What would be the meaning of that chiddush? Obviously, if he brought a korban for one chet, that's not going to help him for another chet. He did another chet, even if it's the same min. It must be that both achilos of isur of a kezias were done in tandem. He didn't remember about Chalev, or he didn't know this was Chalev, and he ate one Kizai, ate another Kizai. So, what's the Havamina here that he should have to bring two Chatos? Why did the Torah tell me Al Chatoso? Meaning, he's got to bring a Chatos Al Chatoso on each Chet individually. And the answer is, because he found out about each Chet individually. Reish Lakish Amar Patur. Reish Lakish has a different pasuk. The pasuk says in the same parasha later on, and I'm going to read the whole pasuk. It says, "V'chiper alav haKohen mechatoso v'nislach lo." Now the mem always indicates a part of something. Mechatoso. We had it already earlier in this parak, if you remember, Mehena, Achas Mehena, one of them, meaning one part of them. So he's bringing a Chatos, Mechatoso. And what does that mean? He's going to bring a Chatos on what we call Miktas Chatoso, Mechatoso. And then the Torah says, V'nisachlo, which means Al Kol Chatoso. What is the scenario, according to Reish Lakish, in which he has a chet of miktas, and his chatas is on miktas? The answer is, because he's got one chet and then another chet, and the first yediyah is going to be mechayev him a chatas, but that chatas, even though it's coming for one half of his Avera, meaning one Achila, nevertheless, it's V'nisachlo Al Kol Chatoso. And again, you know, the Gemara here is operating purely with the, in a sense, the logic of drushes. The Gemara doesn't say, well, B'maiko Miflagi, Marsovar, and Marsovar. The Gemara is only telling you which pasuk are you emphasizing. Now, obviously, Reish Lakish is going to have to answer the pasuk and reinterpret the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan and vice versa. But let's just go over it one more time. Rabbi Yochanan emphasizes the words Al Chatoso Vehevi. And Al Chatoso Vehevi means that he's bringing a chatos for each chet. Al Chatoso. Bring a chatos for your chet. And in this case, where he was no delo al rishon, he's got to bring a chatos for that chet. And the finish is that even though he violated another achila of a kezias chilev in the helim achas, and when he finds out about that, that's again a chiv chatos unto itself. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, has a different pasuk. And that different pasuk says, Mechatoso, which means that the korban is going to be chay for part of the chet, which means that he did two chatoim and two achilos, and the korban is going to be chal al kol chatoso, even though it's sort of related to Miktas Chatoso because he found out about the first Kezias. So Gemara says Reish Lakish Haksiv Al Chatoso Vehevi, which sounds like each chet requires its own chatos. It's not enough to bring one chet for two mechayvim, for two averos and two achilos. Again, you could have said that maybe, according to Reish Lakish, the Torah is not talking about repeating the same min. Maybe he ate chelev and he ate dam. But the Gemara holds that that's pshita. In such a case, for sure he has to bring two chatos. And therefore it's more logical that if the Torah is telling that he has to bring for each chet, and he has to bring two chatos, the way Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that, it means that he did the same min, he violated the same min twice, and he has to bring two chatos for the same min. So what's Reish Lakish going to tell you? Ahu li'achar kapora. Now li'achar kapora means that not only did he find out about the second Achilas Kezias after he found out about the first Kezias, but he found out about the second Achilas Kezias after he already brought the Chatos on the first Kezias. And then he has to bring another Chatos, because when he finds out about the second Chatos, the first Chatos that he brought has no relationship, because the Chiyuv Chatos is only Chal when he finds out about the violation, and he didn't find out about the violation until after he was Makriv the first Karban. I mean, the question that we have to ask is, according to Reish Lakish, what's the Chiddush over here? Why would I even have a Hava Mina that after he brought the Chatos for the first Achila of a Kezias Chelev, now he finds out about another Achila of Kezias Chelev, and he's going to already be Potter without having to bring a second Karman? Kamashmul in the Torah is telling me, well, you would think that he doesn't have to bring a second carbon. Kamash, when he has to bring a second carbon, what was the Havmi that one carbon would suffice? And the answer that I can give you is Helimachas. That the Chatas itself is being brought for the Avera. And although there are different Maisei Avera, but it's one Avera of Achilas Chelev. At the time that he brought the Chatas, he didn't realize that he had violated that Avera B'shogeg twice. But it doesn't matter, because the Chatos is Chal on the Avera. And when he repeats the same Avera, it's all included in the same Chatos. Why? Because it was all one Avera. What makes it into one Avera? Helemachas. Kamash Malon, the Torah is saying, no, you can only be Makriv a Karmon for one Chet that you know about. And even if you violated that same Avera B'helemachas, now you find out about the second Achila, you have to bring a second Chatos. So, under what circumstances would Reish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan that he violated the same Avera twice, Melimachas, and he has to bring two Karbonos, when he was already Makriv the Karbon following the idea of the Achila Rishona? Now, the Gemara asks the flip question. Will Rabbi Yochanan Nami Yoksiv Mechatoso Vinislach Lo, which implies the Mechatoso, that even if he brings a Chatos on part of his Chet, he has a Slicha on the entire Chet, and he doesn't have to bring a second Chatos? What halacha are we going to darshan from that pasuk? Now, before we get to the Gemara's answer, I just want to read to you an answer that's offered by one of the Achronim. He says, "Namid es haposuk b'mikra shenodelo al shnei azesim b'vas achas." Why not just say that miktas? You're talking about miktas chatoso. Why not talk about a yediyah that he found out simultaneously about both achilos? So he says no. Poshedu shebemikre ze eno chayv alachatas achas lo hutzach haposuk lashmienu. He says this is pshita, that if he found out about both of these achilos at one time, and both achilos were under one helem and they were the same min, it's pashut that one chatos would cover both. So the Gemara's kasha is, then wouldn't it be more logical to accept Reish Lakish's view? What is Rabbi Yoch that the Mitzas Chatoso, where you're going to bring one carbon for Mitzas Chatoso, is talking about a case where we had two different Yedios. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, Hachamai Eskinon, Kigon Sha'achal Kizayis Umechza. He ate 1.5 Kizaisim of Chele, Veno Deloa Al Kizayis. He only finds out about the one Kizayis. The Chazar V'Ochal Kechatzi Zayis Acher Be'alemo Shalsheni. What does Be'alemo Shalsheni mean? Kodem Shenodelo Shechata Bachilas Chatzi Zayis Ha'achron Min Achila Rishon. So again, he only finds out about the first kizayis. He didn't find out about the 0.5, about the extra half a zayis. Then he eats another half a zayis, and he hasn't found out yet about the 0.5 of the first 1.5. Ma'odu Tamei might think, if not for the pasuk, litztarfu, that maybe we should be mitzayif the two chatzoi kizayis to be mechayif of another chatos, since he ate them behelim echad, right? He only finds out about the two chatzizesim at the same time. Kamashmalan, the pasuk is telling you mechatoso that chatos which he brings on the first kizayis is going to be mechaper even on the additional chatzi zayis that he ate with that zayis, and therefore there's no second chatos. So that's going to be mechatoso. You would have thought that he should bring a second chatos because now he finds out about the second chatzi zayis, meaning he finds out about the Shkoga on the extra chatzi zayis of the first achila, and at the same time he finds out about the achila of a chatzi zayis in the second round. So we're going to put those two together, and the answer is he doesn't have to bring a second chatos. We're not going to be mitzarev the first chatzi zayis with the second chatzi zayis, and the reason for that is because the first carbon is related not just to the full kizayis, but also to the additional chatzi zayis that he ate with the first kizayis. Omale Ravina l'Ravashi. We have a machlokis here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in a case where he ate two zesei chelev in one helim, but he only finds out first about the first kizayis. Disyada le kodem afrosha pligi. The machlokes, this is according to the first side, between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is only in a case where he finds out about the achilas sheni, the second kizayis, before he was mafrish the karbon on the first kizayis. Behar pligi. Now we can begin to understand why Reish Lakish holds that one chatos will suffice, because he hasn't yet done a hafrosha on the first kizayis. All he had is yedia, but he didn't have a hafrosha. Mar Savar, Rav Yochanan holds that yedios mechalkos the very moment he finds out about the first achila, even prior to his hafrosha. That's already considered as if he brought the carbon, so to speak. Now he finds out about the second kizayis. He's already brought the first carbon, so to speak. Why? Because he had a yedia. Is therefore he cannot be mechaper on the second kizayis through the first yedia, because the first yedia sets up a carbon which is not even related to the second kizayis, because he doesn't even know about the second kizayis. Marsovar, but according to Reish Lakish, on the other hand, hafroshos mechalkos, which means that according to him, to set up a chiluk, it's not enough to have a yediyah, although the yediyah sets up a chiyuv, but that chiyuv could be connected with any other aveira that he did b'alei machas as soon as he finds out about it, if he hasn't yet been mafresh the korban. But if, on the other hand, he finds out about the second kezias before he was mafresh the korban on the first kezias, then there's no machalik. The yediyos are not machalkos. Aval yachar hafrasha, according to this first tzad in the suffix of Ravina, even Reish Lakish would agree that if not only did he find out about the first Kezias before he found out about the second, but he also was Mafresh a Karbon, is then he generates a Chal Shem Karbon on the first Kezias. The Chatos is being brought for the first Kezias. Is Modile Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan the Chayv Shtayim? And that's called Afroshos Machalkos. That's the first tzad in Ravina. O Dilma, what shall we say the following? That when did he find out about the second achila of the Ksai Sheni? That's the Isyadale Liachra Frosha. And now, the sheet of Reish Lakish is going to be very, very radical. Not only did he find out about the first Kezias, but he even was Mafresh a carbon on the first Kezias. Ubahopligi. Demar Sover, this is a simple way. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Hafroshos Mechalkos. Meaning, once you were Mafresh a Karman, you don't even know about the second Achila. Clearly, that Karman has the Gestempel, it has the Chal Shem of being brought for a Kapar for the first Achila. There's no other Achila on the horizon at this point. And you've already been Mafresh the Karman. Hafrosh itself generates a Chal Shem in the Karman itself. And that Karman can only be Mechaper for the first Kezias because that's all that's on the radar screen. Now you find out about the second Kezias. How can you tell me that the Afrosh on the first Chatos could now be a Chaper for another Chiyuv, which didn't even exist at the time of the Afrosh? Umar, but here's the challenge. What are we going to do with Reish Lakish going to the second side in Ravina? And he holds Kaporos Mechalkos. That the only chiluk in two averis that were repeated, the same shame within a heli ma'achas, the only machalik that we have is the korban itself. Not the afrasha, but the avas ha-korban, which in the Gemara's language is called kapara. So when are we machalik between two averis and bust up that connection, that unification between the two averis under heli ma'achas? That's in the case we already had the kapara for the first achila. He's already brought his karban. Now, after he achieves kabara, he finds out about an achila shnia, which he ate at the same time, so to speak. I don't mean time in terms of the clock, but in terms of his yediyah, as the first achila. So in such a case, once he was makriv the karban, he cannot yesh me'ayin create a kabara for the second kezias, which he didn't even know about it at that point. It didn't even register on the Richter scale as a chiyuv karbon. But if he was mafresh the karbon, in this case he heard about the first achila of the first kezias rishon, he was mafresh a karbon, that doesn't exclude that karbon from any other chiyuvim that are behelim machas. When he finds out about the second achila's kezias, and he hasn't yet brought the karbon, then says Reish Lakish, this karbon now expands its scope. I don't know if it's retroactively or not, but it now could be a kapar for both achilos. Aval, but according to the second side of Ravina, if he finds out about the second kezias kodim afrosha, modulei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish, the eno chayev ela achas. Now we're saying that the machlokes in the second pshat of Ravina is whether afroshos are machalkos, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that the chiluk here is because he was already mafresh the first karbon. Now we're saying that if he finds out about the second achila, the second achila's kezias before hafrosha, then there's no din of yedios machalkos, even though again the chovas kapara emerges the very moment that he knows about the karbon, but nevertheless that karbon itself could now be expanded, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, to include a kapara even for the second achilas kizayis, which he finds out later. So the idea itself is not a machalik according to this tzad, but the afrosh is machalik. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds according to this tzad is that not only is it true that yedios are not machalkos, but even afroshos are not machalkos, unless he actually brought the korban. So the one thing that's absolutely clear, I mean certain, in the framework of Ravina, is that if he was already makriv the first korban, after akrova for sure, even in the most extreme view, revolutionary view of Reish Lakish, that hakrova could not be chal when he finds out after that hakrova that he needs a kapara for a second achila. But the machlokis is, do we have a halacha of hafrashos mechalkos? Now let's go back to the first side of Ravina. The first side is that the argument is about yedios mechalkos, which means that Reish Lakish would admit that once he was mafresh the karbon, following the first yediyah, that karbon is engraved in stone on this karbon. This, you could attach a name to the karbon. That karbon is for the first achila. Why? Because he was already mafresh that karbon. And that's the first side in Reish Lakish. In Reish Lakish, which means that Reish Lakish only rejects Yedios Machalkos, but he admits that Afroshos Machalkos. The second side of Ravina, Reish Lakish argues even about Afroshos Machalkos, but everybody agrees that Kapora Machalkos, if he already brought the karma. Oh, Dilma, now Ravina has a third possibility, and instead of narrowing the machlokas, which we'll do in both possibilities, in the first that it's yedios machalkas they're arguing about, but they all agree in afrasha, or in the second shot, they all agree that yedios are not machalkas, they argue about afrasha. Odil ubein bazu, ubein bazu machlokas. Let's broaden the machlokas, expand its scope. And we're going to have a machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish in two different scenarios. Scenario number one is before Afrasha. He finds out about the second Kizayis before Afrasha. And here we're taking Rabbi Yochanan, to its extreme, to the extreme, and we're saying that he's going to require two chatos based on Yedios Machalkos. It's all before Afrasha. Now we're going to add another machlokes in which Reish Lakish is going to be a revolutionary. And that's where he found out after he was already mafresh, he found out about the second kizayis after he was already mafresh the korban for the first kizayis. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that yedios mechalkos, and how much more so hafrashos mechalkos. So that Rabbi Yochanan, according to this third side in Ravina, would allow for a chiluk and generate a double chiv chatos, even if there was no hafrasha. It was just Yedios Machalkos. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, holds not only are Yedios not Machalkos, when he found out about the second Kizayis after the first one, but even Afroshos are not Machalkos, even if he went so far after the first Yediyah of the first Kizayis, he was Mafresh Akarba. Nevertheless, when he finds out about the second Achila, he can now expand the scope and the viability of that Chatos, which he was Mafresh. Everybody agrees, as I said before, this is the only box in the tavla that's clear, according to everyone, that certainly kaparos are mechalkos, once he already brought the karma. Amalei, so when Ravina presented this question, Ravashi responded, Mistabra, I like the third side, bein bazu machlokes. Why? The is al kedaitach. Kodem hafrasha pligi. If you can go back to your first tzad, that Rabbi Yochanan went very far, and he said that yedios amachalkos. Aval yachar hafrasha modulei Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan dechayv shtayim. Reish Lakish only objected to Reb Yochanan, because he held that Yediyos are not Mechalkos, but he agrees that Hafrasha would be Mechalekes, is Ademukim Lekra Liachar Kapor Luchre Liachar Hafrasha. Why is it that we said before that according to Reish Lakish, what's he going to do with the Pasuk Al Chatos of a Hevi, which implies he has to bring two Chatos? Why didn't he just answer that that's a case of Liachar Kapara? He was already Makriv. Because if he was already Mafrish, then Mod Reish Lakish that he's Chayev Shtayim. So why not interpret this Pasuk that the Pasuk is telling us that if he found out about it, right? No delo alachilas kezayis hasheni liachar kapara. He was already makriv the korban on the first kezayis. Is why does he have to say that? Why not lukve liachar afrasha? When the pasuk is coming to tell you that this korban chatas is only on one chet, and you have to bring another korban chatas for another, why not just say that it's liachar afrasha? Because even Reish Lakish agrees in this first tzad that Afrosh is Mechalkos. Ve'i achar Afrosh pligi, if we go with the second tzad of Ravina, which means that Kodem Afrosh modele Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish di'eno chayv al achas, meaning Yediyos are not enough to be Mechalkos, you need Afrosh, is Adamukele kra b'kezayisu mechtza, lukve kra Kodem Afrosh. Why not say that the one carbon that could be meaningful and valid for both achilos, even though he had two yedios, is a case where he wasn't mafresh the first carbon after the yedia, because now we're holding, according to this tzad, that yedia is not mechalik, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a mechalik until after hafrasha. So this is the way that Rav Ashi wants to say that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the extreme machlokas from one polar extreme to the other. And that's called Bein Bezu Ubein Bezu machlokas. And therefore, everything fits into place. So there's a double machlokas now, according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi. Both in the case where he had two different yedios, and he hasn't yet been mafresh, and in the case where he had two different afrashos, where he was mafresh for the first yedio. So Ravina says, no, that's not a really good proof. V'dilma, perhaps when the Gemara, meaning the Bnei Yeshiva, analyzed the two psukim and the two drushas and how each one would interpret the drasha, Sufuke Mesafkale. They really didn't know what is the scope of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That eluded them. And therefore, they wanted to explain the psukim reciprocally and how to interpret them according to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in a way that would be definite. And that's called Imtim Tzaloma. Imtim Tzaloma, Kodem Afrasha Pligi. If you're going to tell me the machlokas is before Afrasha, which means that the machlokas is about Yediyos Mechalkos, and you're going to ask me, Rabbi Yochanan, Heichi Muki Lekra, so therefore, the Gemara offers the answer that it's Kezayis Umechtza, where he found out about the first Kezayis, but not about the extra Chatzizayis. And here's the case where Rabbi Yochanan would agree and he would admit that he only brings one chatas, because we're not going to be mitzaref the 0.5 with the half a zayis. And that's all based on Imtim Tzalomar Kodem Afrasha Pligi. Right, because Kodem Afrasha Pligi means that even Reish Lakish would agree that Liachar Afrasha, you cannot bring one chatas for both. He was already mafresh the first carbon for that achila rishona. The Imtim Tzaloma Liachar Afrasha Pligi. But if you want to say that Reish Lakish went a step further And even in the case where he was mafresh the first korban, and then he finds out about the second kizayis, he can still kill two birds with one stone. And he's yotzei his kapara with one chatas. Is Reish Lakish hechi mukile l'kra b'liachar kapara. So the Gemara takes into consideration that possibility, and therefore interprets al chatos over hevi according to Reish Lakish as referring to liachar kapara. Omar Ula, Lemandi Omar, Osham Vadai, Loboy Yediyah Tchila. Now the Gemara wants to know what happens if a person violates an Aver for which he's Chayv an Osham, and he does this Avera one time after the other, repeatedly. Right, an Osham is a case where someone is not sure. Now we're talking about an Osham Vadai. I'm sorry. Right. We'll get to Osham Sofek later. Osham Sofek is a case where he ate one of two pieces of meat, and he's not sure if he ate the Chelev or if he ate the Shuman. But now we're talking about an Osham Vadai. Osham Vadai means what we call an Asham Gzela or an Asham Me'ila. I mean, if you say Karbonis in the morning, you'll see the list of Hashamos. So what's Hasham Me'ila? He was Moel Behegdesh, Bishogeg, and he's Chayav a Karbon Hasham Me'ilos. Or in Gzela, he borrowed money, and the Malva, what's it called in English, the lender, demanded payment. And the borrower thought he was under the impression that he already paid it back. So he took a shvua, and now he finds out that the shvua is a shvuas sheker. He has to bring a korban asham. There's also an asham, which is called an asham shivcha charufa. That's a chetzi shivcha chetzi baschorin. And then there's something called an asham tolui, which is baal asafe. Now, in krisus, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, which is recorded in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis. A man has in front of him two pieces of meat. One belongs to Hegdesh, and one is Chulin. He ate one of them, and he doesn't know whether he ate the Hegdesh or the Chulin. On the tzad that he may have eaten the Hegdesh, he has to bring a korban Hasham Me'ilos. So Rabbi Akiva says in this case, he brings an Hasham Tolui. This is mamish, like the case of Chelev and Shuman. He doesn't know if he ate the Chelev or the Shuman. Anyone who does a Sofek Avera, when he finds out about it later, then he has to bring a korban Hasham Tolui. Now, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon? The case is when, at a later period of time, he finds out that for sure he ate the Hegdesh. Now, he had brought a korban Hasham Tolui because he didn't know. Now he finds out he's got to bring a second korban, which is called an Hasham Me'ilos Vadai. Hasham Vadai. Now, the question is, when did he find out that he certainly ate the Hegdesh? We suggested, this is Rabbi Akiva, that he found out after he brought the first korban. He brought a korban Hasham Tolui. Now he has to bring a me'ila, korban me'ila vadai. Now the machlokes is A, this, so far what we've gotten, there'll be more in a minute, but what happens according to Rabbi Tarfon, if nodelo li achar mikan shevadei chota, eina mevi osham vadai mishum Dafka b'shara averus shehevi oshem toli tzorch lavi chatas kshenodolo. In other words, Rabbi Akiva was applying a universal rule in chatos to the case of asham me'ilos. The universal rule is if you bring an asham tolui, and then you find out that you had violated the isur, you have to bring an asham vadai. But Rabbi Tarfon thinks that although that's true universally, it's not true in the case of me'ilah. So the universal rule applies, says Rabbi Tarfon, because these two karbonos are radically different one from the other. An asham, meaning an asham tolui, is a karbon that's brought from an ayel zachar, from a male ram. Whereas a karbon chatas is brought from a female, whether it's a kizba or a se'ira, whether a sheep or a goat, but it's a female. So now, he brought the Ashem Tolui, thinking that he has no way of figuring out whether he violated the Avera or not, and he brought it from an aisle. That kapar, the aisle, could not cover him for a sin which requires a carbon akeva. Again, he didn't know that he violated that sin. So he's perfectly justified in fulfilling his obligation to be an aisle as an Ashem Tolui. But now that he finds out that he violated the sin, he has a new chi of carbon to bring a carbon akeva, a kizbo or a seira. But now let's get back to the case of me'ila. Adam ze shechayv al avadai osham shehu me oso min shel osham tolui. He eino tzorch lahavi osham acher kshen nodolo shu vadai. So if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Tarfon thinks that the case of Asham Me'ilah is different because there's a greater similarity between the two karbonos. Because what karbon does a person bring, let's say a Vadai Me'ilah, that's also called an Asham. That's not called a Chatas. Chatas is when you violate a Chiyuv Kares, but here he didn't violate a Chiyuv Kares. And with all due respect, I mean, he violated an Isur of Me'ilah, which is not simple, but that's not a Chiyuv Kares. So his Chiyuv is called Asham Me'ilos. That's not similar to the case where he ate one of two things. He doesn't know if he ate Chelev or Shuman, because in that case he has to bring an Asham Tolui, but when he finds out that indeed he ate the Chelev, now he has to bring a Karbon Chatas. Karbon Chatas is totally different than a Karbon Asham. But in the case of Me'ilah, both Karbonos, the Karbon of Safek, and the, right, which is an Asham Tolui, and the Karbon of Me'ilah, which itself is an Asham, he doesn't have to bring another asham when he finds out that indeed he had violated the Isur Me'ilah, and the basa that he ate was basa hegdish. Now again, this becomes very complicated, because at what point did he finally find out that he had eaten, for sure he had eaten basa hegdish? Was it before he brought the carbon asham tolui or afterwards? Let's assume, just for argument's sake, he hasn't yet brought his Asham Tolui. And the Asham Tolui is an Ayel Zachar. Now he finds out that he ate Basar Hegdesh. Again, he's going to bring an Asham Tolui from an Ayel Zachar. You follow? That since he finds out before he brought the carbon, and it's the same carbon no matter what, at least in terms of the physical carbon, so Rabbi Tarfon thinks that he can bring that one karmah. It's almost like Yesh B'chal Masai Mana. You know, it's this carbon is mechaper for a vadai, it should certainly be mechaper for a suffix. Okay. So before we get to Ula, I just want to add another piece of information here. And that's what's called a chomesh. Me'ila is unique. I shouldn't say unique because we have similar halachas in Truma, but in any event, the Chiv Me'ila is not just a Karban Asham, but it's also a Chiv of Keren V'Chomesh. So that means that the person who ate, let's say, Basar Hegdesh, he doesn't have to, it's not enough that he pays back Hegdesh the market price of the basar he ate, he has to add another 20%. But that only applies if he ate basar hegdesh vadai. If he ate suffik, he's not sure if he ate the chulin or the basar hegdesh, then in such a case he brings in asham tolui, but he doesn't pay keren v'chomesh. Until he knows for sure, and if he finds out, that he ate the basar hegdesh. As long as he's in a suffix situation, he doesn't know, he doesn't have to pay chomesh. Now, when he was in a suffix situation, his chiyuv was a karban asham habala suffix, asham tolu. But there was no accompaniment, no chiyuv to pay keren v'chomesh. Now he finds out that in fact he ate basar hegdesh. Now he has to bring a karban asham, asham ilos, but it has to be accompanied by not only a karen but also a chomesh. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, and he says that the karen v'chomesh is actually an integral, essential part of the karban. So that even though he brought an asham tolui before he found out that he had eaten for sure had eaten whatchamacallit, the basar hegdesh, nevertheless, that karban could not be mechaper for the vadai. Why? Because that karban was missing that critical accompaniment, which is called Karen V'chomesh. So the Asham Toli that he brought is not Mechaper Kapar Gemura. Now he finds out that he certainly ate Basar Hegdesh. So therefore, he's got to bring a Karban that's accompanied by a Karen V'chomesh in order to achieve his Kapara. Let's see if we can, again, I'm not sure if we have all the facts at our disposal, but let's see if we can begin to understand Rabbi Zera. You see, I think Rabbi Tarfon is going to introduce one of two concepts. Either he's going to say that the Karen V'chomesh is not a critical part of the Karban, therefore in the case of Asham Tolui, the Asham is a valid Asham, despite the absence of Karen V'chomesh, or perhaps what Rabbi Tarfon is going to say is that when he brings the Karban, what's it called, the Karban Toli, the Asham Toli, before he finds out about it, he's going to pay the Chomesh just in case he finds out later on that he actually ate Hegdesh. So he'll make it tonight. He'll say, look, if I find out later on that indeed I was Vivade Moel Behegdesh, then let this Asham be an Asham Vadai, and it's accompanied by a Karen V'chomesh. So he wants to cover himself, so he shouldn't be Chayv a second Karmon. So that's maybe what Rabbi Tarfon says. Now you might ask, well, what happens if he never actually finds out that he was mol behegdish? He paid a keren v'chomesh. So apparently that keren v'chomesh is either an escrow and he gets it back, or perhaps it's a nedava to the migdash, to the gizbar of hegdish. So Rabbi Tarfon is going to say that the Asham is mechaper, even if he doesn't know yet that he actually sinned. He's in a doubt situation. And he brings the karban in such a way that this karban will cover all his bases, and if later on he finds out that for sure he ate hegdesh, and therefore he should be chayv an Asham vadai, no, he's going to achieve kapara through the Asham tolui. And it's not like the case of Chatos that we said before. A person doesn't know if he ate Shuman or Chalev, and then after he brings a Karban Ashem Tolu, he finds out that he ate Chalev, he's going to have to bring a Karban Chatos, because a Karban Chatos is radically different, it's very structured, than a Karban Asham. But if the two Karbanos are the same Karban, it's Min Echad, it's Asham. The only difference is that we have to somehow figure out about the Karban V'chomesh. Let him make a Tanai. Let him say, all right, you know what, I'm going to give Hegdesh the Keren and the Chomesh, just in case. I'll find out later. And this Karban has within it the Kapara power of the Keren V'chomesh. And therefore, to force him now to bring an Asham Vadai is an exercise of futility, because it's just a pure repeat of what he already brought. Omar Ula, Lemandi Omar, Asham Vadai, Lo Baye Yediyah Betchila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that even though he doesn't know for sure that he violated Me'ilah, nevertheless he could bring an Asham Vadai. Again, it's an Asham Tolui, but he's bringing it at Bitoris Vadai so he can cover his bases. And that Karban was brought even before his Yediya. And he can be Mechaper himself with this Asham Vadai, even though he doesn't have a Yediya that he sinned. And here we turn to Daf Ayin Beis. Is Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa Eino Chayev Ela Achas? What happened? He was Baal HaShivcha Karufa B'Shogeg, and he finds out in between every Be'ila that he violated a Shogeg. Is, according to this Shita, he can cover himself with one Asham. Right? There's the violation of Be'ila B'Shivcha Karufa generates a Chiyuv Asham. And we're going to say that Yediyah is not Mechalekes. Why? Because since we're going with the Shita that he doesn't even need a Yediyah, and there's a possibility of bringing a full-fledged Karban Asham Vadai without a Yediyah, therefore Yediyah is not a Mechalekes. Maskif lo Rav Hamnuna. To summarize Ula's conclusion, Ula's point, is that based on the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, that you could bring an Asham Vadai without a Yediyah, so we see that Yediyah is not so critical, then in five Be'ilos, even though there was a Yediyah between them, it's as if he violated them all Behelimachas. And Laman Diomar Asham Vadai Boy Yediyah Tchila. Then we're going to go according to Rabbi Akiva, but first let's finish up with the Reish of Ula. Man di Omar Asham Vadai Lo Ba Yediya Tchila is therefore is Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Rufein Chayv El Achas. It's all Helim Achas. And this would reflect a Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus that he brings only one Asham. If he violated Shivcha Charufa many, many times. Now, the question is, what happens if he was a Mezid? The Mishnah actually speaks about a mezid, and he needs a kapara for mezid. And whether it's shogig or not, in Baal Shiv Charufa, he has to bring the Karban Asham. So that even in a case where he was amazed, the Torah says he's going to bring one Karban Asham for many different violations, be mezid. And therefore, it's almost a kal v'chomer to assume that if he violated Shivcha Charuf with many Be'ilos, Bishogeg, if he did so with one Halam Achas, then he brings only one Karban Asham. Now, what happens if he became aware of each violation before he committed the next Be'ilah? That's the issue that Ula is addressing here. And Ula is saying that this is going to depend on the machlokes between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva. L'man diomer Asham v'adai bo yediyah t'chila. And that's Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, if he didn't have the idea, then the carbon is only a carbon Asham Tolui, and now when he has the idea, he's going to have to bring a different carbon, because the original carbon could not possibly cover him for a Vadai, since he had no idea, is therefore Bol Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shiv Charufa Chayv Al Kol Achas V'Yachas. If he had a idea between each one of those Be'ilos, then that separates one Chiv Chatus, one Be'ila from the other. And that leads us to Amalei, where are we up to? Maskifla Rav Hemnuna. Just again make a note of where we got up to. We're up to Ayin Bezim and Alf, the second line from the top.